Are you a passionate business owner or entrepreneur ready to take your message to the world? Do you dream of launching your own podcast but don't know where to start? Introducing my 8-week Start Your Podcast program designed to guide you every step of the way in creating and launching your podcast. In this program, you'll learn the essential skills needed to craft engaging content, record high quality episodes, and market your podcast effectively to reach your target audience. I will work closely with you, providing personalized guidance and feedback to ensure your podcast stands out in a crowded digital space. But hurry, spots are limited and applications for our upcoming cohorts are closing soon. Don't miss this opportunity to turn your podcast dreams into a reality and launch your podcast this summer. Visit our website donnaead.com/apply and apply now to secure your spot in our next cohort. Together, let's make your podcasting vision a success. You're listening to the Mindset and Action podcast, the place to be to grow and streamline your business. I'm your host, Donna Ead. Let's jump into the show. Welcome back to this mini Mindset Monday episode. Guys, I am so excited to bring to you today a lovely guest. Her name is Tanessa Shears. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Donna. I'm excited for this mini episode.
Oh, so am I. And guys, you know that when I have a guest on Monday, it means that we have got a bigger episode coming on Thursday, and you want to make sure that you are here for it because we've just finished recording it. And it was brilliant. So make sure that you are subscribed where you listen so that you can listen to that one. But today we are going to be talking about mindset blocks. You know, it's my go-to thing with my guests to kind of pick their brains on what has been a mindset block for them. So just before we jump into that, Tanessa, do you want to just give a little intro into who you are? They've got to come back for Thursday for the full, but a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, my name is Tanessa Shears. I'm a mom of two, and I'm a health consultant. My work is with entrepreneurs to help them work on their resilience, their energy, their focus, their productivity. And a lot of that is through really making sustainable upgrades to your diet, to your food, and to your stress level so that you can, you know, feel the way you want to feel in your business, get a little bit more done, and just get your health back. Get your health back. Mm.
Love that. And we talk all about that on Thursday. So definitely make sure that you come back for that. I'm excited. So in this episode, what we like to talk about is mindset blocks and what it is that kind of has kept you stuck or is keeping you stuck and what it is that you do to kind of move past that. So is there something that you can pinpoint within your entrepreneurial lifetime, which I know you've had a personal training business way back at the beginning when you graduated and now you're doing the coaching. Is there something within there where you were like, this is a block, I can't get past it, I don't know what I'm doing, and then you found your way to overcome that?
Yeah, I can actually pinpoint. It was a very pivotal moment. I keep in mind, I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, and I was pregnant with my 4-year-old. So this would have been about 5 years now ago, I guess, because my business is 10 years old. I've been around a little while for this now. And I remember being 26 weeks pregnant, and I was on a coaching call with my coach. And I said to her, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to take on this new thing, which is obviously being a mom and run my business. How am I going to make it all fit? When am I going to have time to do this? It's all going to fall apart. What am I going to do? Right? And I was introduced really to this idea that your brain is what is going to create that result. And I would have to actively choose to stop doing the things to create the business and the results. And that would have to be an active choice by me. And the question I was asked is like, if you know that X, Y, Z are what create the results, why would you choose to stop doing those things and then put the blame on having a baby and the blame on your kid when it is you having to choose? She says, there's nothing wrong if you choose to take your foot off the gas and take a season away. But like, it's really important to go into this and recognize like you are making these choices and you can be okay with that, because I was so worried, and I was worried about having a resentful relationship with this new person coming into my life. Right. And so I think it was just really recognizing that. And then in that same conversation, it was just understanding that, like, I was like, I don't see, it's my brain causing that. And she's like, yeah, if you don't see that your brain is the problem in this, you'll always think that the solution is outside of you because you think the problem is outside of you. You think that it's having a baby that is going to cause your business to fail and not your own brain. Mm. And as long as the problem is outside of you, the solution is outside of you. If you want control of your results, you have to recognize that the problem was within me and my brain. And it was in that moment that I recognized that is how I was thinking about becoming a mom. That was, if I continued that path, going to result in the shutdown of my business, because I had already decided in my brain that becoming a mom meant I couldn't run a business. And here I am, two kids later, still making it. So obviously got through that. But that was just a huge thing, is that becoming a mom. And you, even if, you know, you're in a stage right now where you have kids or you're not a kid yet, like bringing X new big thing into my life means this. What would you have to stop choosing in order to do that and to create that result? And I would just ask myself, like, why would I choose not to keep my business afloat? Like, I could see a season of step back, but I'd have to be okay with that. But recognizing that those choices were mine to make and I could make them either way and I could be okay with them either way. It was great. It just took the weight off.
Oh, it's amazing. That is such a good one, because I think, and a lot of my listeners will be able to relate to this, because a lot of them will have stopped working to have babies and then built their business because they didn't want to go back to work because of the restrictions that that causes. So, but still having those fears around, you know, am I going to be able to do enough? Am I going to be able to create enough income to be able to stay at home and do it this way? And we have a lot of fear around that stuff. Yet hearing you say that, you know, these are choices that you make. It's not a reality until you choose it for your reality. That's a big one. Like, I hadn't even thought of that being the truth, because I think a lot, this is what my Monday mindsets are about. It's all about me learning, really. It's just, I want to learn from everybody else. But it's true, because we sort of sit there, and mindset is something that I don't think, like, thinking about 20 years ago, wasn't really something that was talked about a lot when you talked about anything. And now it's kind of, it's the root of everything, because you are the person that is choosing your reality. And it is exactly what you say, it's choice. It's what you're choosing to do, what you're choosing to believe, your thoughts, your feelings, etc. And just realizing that and taking that power back, that actually, no, I get to choose my reality and I get to choose what I'm doing. And just because you're having a child doesn't mean that all of a sudden the rest of the world stops. People have babies every day and they make it work. So there is other ways of doing it. And like you said, you could step back, you can take that time if that's what you want to do. And, or you could have chosen to continue. I know plenty of people that barely take any maternity leave. And I know in America, they don't even get much maternity leave. And they do that and they still succeed. So I love that. That was brilliant. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's a really cool thing when you just recognize how much. And it's if you're listening to this and being like, yeah, but I didn't choose, you might have chose to have a baby. What if I didn't choose this situation? Fair enough. You can still choose how you want to experience that. Like, you don't have to perceive it as negative. You can just perceive it as neutral. Yeah. Or you can perceive it as something that is a growth opportunity. You know what I mean? It's like, why would I choose to perceive something in a way that creates deep negativity? And this is not just a flippant thing of like, just change your mind and you won't ever be mad again. It's like, it's been since 2015 that I have been working this and growing through this concept. And there's new levels of it, because just when I unlock this thing over here, I'm, you know, blaming circumstances on something over here before I'm like, wait a second. It's me again. And it's, I think the best thing you can give yourself is that awareness, to the gift to be able to see in any circumstance what role your thoughts are playing. And you get to decide if you want to continue buying into that system of thoughts, or if you want to step back and assess if there's something that might serve you a bit better.
I love that. So, so good. Thank you so much for sharing. I think that that will be one that a lot of people can relate to, especially in my audience. So thank you so much. So guys, that was our little quick mindset for you. That's something to get you going on a Monday morning, and they will be thinking about that all day. Let me know on social media. Tanessa, where can people find you on social so they can come and pick your brains about that one?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram at Tanessa Shears. I hang out on there quite often. But my podcast, like, if you're like, I like the mindset, I like how she thinks, my podcast, Becoming Limitless, is a great place to see how I apply this thinking to your health.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I shall link those in the show notes for you guys. So make sure that you head over and have a listen to the podcast and connect with Tanessa on Instagram. Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today, Tanessa. Join us on Thursday for our big episode. It's going to be fantastic. I've really enjoyed our conversation. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Okay. Speak to you later, guys. Don't forget to hit those stars and leave a review of the podcast where you listen if you found value in what you heard today. It's a free way you can help the podcast reach more people just like you.